So, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. And touching on some disturbing subject matter that spans the gamut. I was talking about the Congressional Research Service report, RL-33627, titled NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance, which touches on the creation of a new NATO. In fact, the abstract or the summary of the report mentions that the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in Afghanistan, or NATO in Afghanistan, is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. And as I have mentioned in the past, Defense Secretary Gates, during his exit speech, used those exact words. What a coincidence. Back in June of 2010, was it? So in that report, it mentions since the Washington Summit in 1999, the Allies have sought to create a new NATO. Since the Washington Summit in 1999, the Allies have sought to create a new NATO capable of operating beyond the European theater to combat emerging threats such as terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. You know, they must have been psychic. That was obviously in a pre-9/11 world. How did they know? How did they ever know? Which is why I mentioned that report. It touches on a number of these things. The ISAF was kind of a cutting of the teeth, so to speak, as far as that's concerned. The International Security Assistance Force, the NATO-led security mission was a training exercise, really, for the ISAF, initially charged with securing Kabul and the surrounding areas from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and factional warlords, etc., etc., etc. And it's just, it's all good theater. To allow for the establishment of the Afghan transitional administration headed by Hamid Karzai, who of course is an intelligence community asset, like everyone else. In October 2003, the UN Security Council authorized the expansion of the ISAF mission throughout Afghanistan. And ISAF subsequently expanded the mission in four main stages over the whole country from 2006 to 11. And so, you know, when we hear about the movement of troops and so forth, you know, Barack Obama saying he's going to get in or get out, we need to understand the broader implications and what's happening, the forces that are being brought to bear in the Middle East, for instance, because we, I think, in America can be very naive, not realizing that there is a game being played for power and control, and it's not just the Middle East, and it's not just for control of that area. This is an experimental unit. The purpose of ISAF, really, again, getting back to the Congressional Research Service report, was to the purpose of ISAF was to see if you could wear down this people in this region that have been historically the end of great leaders. And if you can win, if you can convert this region, then you probably can be successful anywhere in the world. So this new NATO, as was envisaged as a result of the Washington summit, or at least that's what the world was led to believe, is kind of the primer going forward, and that's what we would expect to see, kind of a hybrid arising to deal with emerging threats like what we see happening here in America. You know, we are poised on the brink in America of what RAND Corporation defines as failed state status. What happens then? A new NATO stabilizes and reconstructs America. It's nation building. And remember, Barack Obama has repeatedly called for nation building here at home. And we've played that soundbite repeatedly. On a number of occasions, 2011, 2012, 2014, there are numerous instances of him making that statement. So, what does he mean when he says that, though? It's time to focus on nation building here at home. Remember, the RAND Corporation has the variety of publications, wrote the book on the subject, literally and figuratively, variety of publications on nation building for dummies. And that sounds crass, but really, it's not far from the truth. You know, for example, The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building is a real RAND publication published back in 2007. Shocking stuff. The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building? Ha 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 ha. It's funny. It's not funny. And as I always say, nation building, even according to RAND's definition of nation building, is synonymous with terrorism. You know, a basic, just an internet search for define terrorism. Google, I know. Google says terrorism is the use of violence and intimidation, the pursuit of political aims, and according to RAND, nation building is not much different. The summary of The Beginner's Guide to Nation Building says nation building involves the use of armed force as part of a broader effort to promote political reforms. That's an excerpt, but nation building involves the use of armed force to promote political reforms. Google says terrorism is the use of violence and intimidation, military force, in the pursuit of political aims or reforms. So nation building is synonymous with terrorism. And Barack Obama says it's time for us to focus on nation building here at home. He said it year after year. So, again, to understand what's happening, you know, when we see troops going back and forth, we need to understand these broader political implications. And the new NATO has been groomed to help here, for example. And so, you know, I was asked about that and what kind of a time frame I would expect. And I think 10 to 15 years is probably somewhere along the lines of what the bad guys say. If you read their Global Trends reports, for example, Global Trends being the broader intelligence communities and think tanks contribution to the National Intelligence Council's future telling or soothsaying efforts around the globe. China's playing its role, and people ask, is China playing its role? Is Russia playing? If you read the reports, then yes, absolutely. And you just need to search for the NIC's Global Trends report. You can find the latest, Global Trends 2030, for example. That you can find over at dni.gov. Global Trends 2025, I think it was published back in But Global Trends 2030 is the latest, greatest, and it's titled Global Trends 2030 Alternative Worlds. If that's not unsettling, I don't know what is. So on December 10th, 2012, Atlantic Council kicked off its Global Trends 2030 U.S. Leadership in a Post-Western World event. So if you read these Global Trends reports, you see that everyone's playing their role. The United States military-industrial complex is being brought down to somewhere between second and third world status, somewhere around second world status. Most developed nations are being brought down to that level. We probably, it wouldn't be surprising for us to experience failed state status reconstruction, stabilization reconstruction, somewhere in the journey to 2030 and seeing that new NATO on our shores helping us. Anyway, that's a side note. I want to get back to the robot story. Robots in Europe. A Newsweek story today. Robots may pay taxes under European proposals. And phone lines are open too, by the way. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So robots in Europe may soon be given legal rights and considered electronic persons following a draft report from the European Parliament that aims to address the rise of automated workers. Under the plan, plans, bosses would be required to pay Social Security on their robot workers' behalf. Why? For robot retirement? I mean, the absurdity of what's happening is, can't be overstated. Under the plans, bosses would be required to pay Social Security on their robot workers' behalf, as well as adhere to new taxation rules and legal liability frameworks. So, as I keep saying these days, follow the logic. What is the logic to have a company pay Social Security on a robot worker's behalf? Is there a retirement fund? Is the robots going to retire? Robots are retiring? What's happening here? Is this a way to supplement the retirement fund for others? Not to mention, Social Security here, Social Security across the pond. Conspiracy? Perhaps. Anyway, people just aren't paying attention, I don't think. As I read earlier, humankind stands on the threshold of an era when even more sophisticated robots, bots, androids, and other manifestations of artificial intelligence seem poised to unleash a new industrial revolution, which is likely to leave no stratum of society untouched, the report stated. The report is linked, as I mentioned earlier. You can read it for yourself. I would suggest folks take a gander at it. 22-page report, some light reading for before you go to sleep, if you want to have nightmares, I think. I don't know. the draft report put out May 31st. Pretty strange stuff, you know, that this stuff is actually, people are taking time to write about this stuff, should tell everyone all they need to know. And the technocrats have hijacked the world, really. They are in the driver's seat. You know, these young Bruce Wayne Club types, like I say, you know, the Reid Hoffmans, the Peter Thiels, and so forth, they are directing and controlling the Larry Pages and Sergey Brins, who obviously, you know, have the dark minds of folks like, you know, the Ray Kurzweils operating in their midst as well. Kurzweil, chief engineer over at Google these days. Bizarre stuff. So continuing in the story, it is vitally important for the legislature to consider all its implications, the report and the implications of the robotics here. So the report noted that the report noted that robot sales have increased significantly in recent years, while annual patent filings for robotics technology have tripled over the last decade. Speculation surrounding how robots may evolve into advanced artificial intelligence machines evolve. Bizarre, you know, Orwellian / Bernaysian language. The neurolinguistic programming in full effect. Speculation surrounding how robots may evolve into advanced artificial intelligence machines in the future is also included in the report, which it warns may have severe consequences for humanity. Ultimately, there is a possibility that within the space of some decades, artificial intelligence might surpass human intellectual capacity in a manner which, if not prepared for, could pose a challenge to humanity's capacity to control its own creation, and consequently perhaps also to its capacity to be in charge of its own destiny to ensure the survival of its species, the report stated. So, problem, reaction, solution. What is the solution? You don't hear that here, but that is a discussion. Maybe we'll touch on that for a second. The curiosity stream nonsense. You know, I have mentioned curiosity stream as kind of the hotbed for you know, the mouthpiece for disseminating this stuff. And so, you know, Michio Kaku over there has mentioned that the solution that he proposes, which really isn't his solution that he proposes, but he says we need to merge with technology. That's the solution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure? Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Fun stuff. So Michio Kaku says that merging with technology is that's the solution to this, the end of humanity. As the folks who are working on this stuff caution us, you know, you have the Stephen Hawking's, the Bill Gates, the Elon Musk's and so forth, very outspoken about the fact that artificial intelligence could spell the end of humanity. That is a another surreptitious soundbite that will be used to steer people in RAND Corporation game theory fashion, believing that it's their idea, into what Michio Kaku proposes, merging with technology. What a great idea. That's the solution. You know, don't let artificial intelligence be the end of you, and that's what will happen. There is a fork coming in the road very soon, an impasse where people will have to choose. There are some hard decisions coming in the next several years, I would say. 10 to 20 years or so, I think we're going to see some very, very difficult decisions. If you want to eat, if you want to survive, what will you do? Very disturbing stuff. Anyway, phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. More to talk about, but let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, man. You know, in the last 9 or 10 years, Chris, I can remember 07 prior to the election, Rudy Giuliani talking about our need for a hybrid military. And yeah, that took me down a path I wish I I hadn't gone down. I had heard about it in science fiction. But when I went down the path and come across Francis Fukuyama and other transhumanists, I did some Google research and came up with several million in the tens of millions of hits. Transhuman crime scene investigation, transhuman law, transhuman civil rights, transhuman everything, man. They were engineering and developing curriculum then to be able to put it in place now.
Yep.
And I sat back then. I did an interview with Melody in 09, and I was telling her then that, look, these people love money. So they're not going to spend money to develop curriculum, to develop laws, to come up with laws if they don't have a need for it or know that the need soon be there.
Right. And it's all about efficiency in the technocrats.
Here we are. The robots now are going to pay Social Security. It won't be long that they'll pay taxes because they don't need people. They need money. They love money. They can do without you. If they can get a machine to do it that doesn't eat, that repairs itself, that may even be able to self-replicate in a lab or a fully lined recreate yourself or bigger and better improvements. They don't need people. They need slaves. So, you know, this is coming. It's amazing to me to think that we're to the point now where people are quiet about it, except for, you know, broadcasts like yours and people that are looking at cutting edge. It's a good thing. Your general public would love it. They're tweaking their bodies. They're hacking their bodies. They're lining up and taking a mark in their skin or a chip in their skin, putting LEDs in their skin.
Yeah.
Say yes or no to some potential suitor, a green light, a red light, and a pink light. The guy that's got the antenna coming out of his head that allows him to see colors, he's colorblind, and it converts it to music. We're living in a place, Chris, that I'd just as soon not be here if it comes down to it.
Yep. Me too. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions for a healthy car.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Get your paradigm shift in understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Second hour already. We're on phones. We have John in Tennessee on the line, and disturbing stuff. You know, the robot story that I mentioned and the subject matter surrounding it. Like you said, John, the things that you've talked about in the past, you know, going back some years. Now here we are. Like I said, in the last hour. 2006, the documentary Technocalypse, you could watch it today and it would still be as shocking, I would say, but it seemed sci-fi then, even in 2006. And now, here we are, we're on the brink of some scary stuff. And like you said, I'm not excited to watch any of this. I don't
want to see. Well, the shocking part is that I'm talking about, let's see, 9 years ago. And basically, it really did start back in the 80s when I looked into, you know, the illusion of Planned Parenthood, because it's all connected. But what's even more troubling, Chris, is that this morning, one of the drive time talk hosts, this came up on the broadcast. I'll call his a program because that's what it is. It's programming of Nashville, Tennessee listening. You know, it's leading and guiding to manipulating. Anyway, it came up on his program, and one of the guys was saying, well, look, they want to do away with this. And he was serious. And the host, who is a self-professed wordsmith, former Air Force Times magazine editor, who unfortunately has told me, he doesn't know anything about the Delphi technique or the Hegelian dialectic. even though he edited the Air Force Times magazine, said that just he would tell the robot, just leave me alone, I'll serve you, I'll do whatever you want. There's a guy that claims he's Christian. It doesn't have the eyes to see that what's coming to us, people, is absolute, total, tyrannical control set up by a world government, one world religion led by the Antichrist. It's not even the framework, man. They're doing the finish work on this. You know, they've been building the frame for a long time. They're putting the sod in and getting ready to move in. If you liken it to building a house, they're calling the utility department, getting the power turned on. They're getting ready. And people are so spiritually blind, and it's troubling to me.
Yep.
If you mention this to someone in a church or a pastor or, you know, someone that you think is spiritually mature, you're a raving heretic. They'll kick you out in most churches if you talk this.
You know, one of the things that while you're on the line that that always comes to mind, I think of it, and I don't think I mention it often enough, but you know, it's all in there. If people go to 3worldwars.com, one of the pages that they'll find there is the more about Albert Pike and Three World Wars page, albert-pike2.htm. Anyway, that page titled Albert Pike and Three World Wars at 3worldwars.com has those three letters or those three wars outlined by Pike's allegedly spurious letter to Mazzini, who, you know, Mazzini commissioned Pike to write Morals and Dogma, the Masonic tome in which Pike says that Lucifer is God, and he's the god of the, you know, the Masonic world, essentially. Anyway, in that letter where Pike outlined three world wars, the third world war, according to his outline, must be fomented by taking advantages of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. Doesn't that sound like what we see on the political stage these days? What is referred to as Israel, the geopolitical contrivance, and the a similar geopolitical contrivance that is conflated as the Islamic world. It's what is referred to by the more articulate as political Islam. So it's political Zionism and political Islam collided together. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam or political Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. Don't we see that, folks? Is that what we see? Continuing, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. I think about those words every day when we see the headlines, for example, the Orlando situation, or now the situation in Germany that I haven't even touched on today. Same thing. You know, we see the nihilist discussion, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. Those are proxies, though. They're not the real destroyers. And the multitude disillusioned with, and speaking of the destroyers, Revelation 11:18 comes to mind, destroyers of the earth. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, but that's not real Christianity. It's the counterfeit Christianity mentioned in places like the Union Jack, published in 1971 under the nom de plume Helen Peters. So disillusioned with this counterfeit Christianity, whose deistic spirits from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, it says, brought finally out into the public view. And this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity, or this counterfeit Christianity, and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And then we'll have this fused ancient Babylonian mystery religion that will just come back into vogue. And we'll be right back to Genesis 6 and Genesis 11.
Well, what's amazing, Chris, is that, you know, God's Word tells us that His people perish for lack of knowledge, which is knowing. And the fact of the matter is, they really don't want to know. They want to be told what to believe with never working it out with fear and trembling, you know, to really want to know the truth and to go with the truth of God's Word. You got to take the attitude of, who am I going to believe, God or man? And he says, let God be true and every man a liar. That means my father-in-law, who's a pastor, if he's incorrect, then I need to go with what the Holy Spirit's showing me and telling me. And we don't have that in us. So many people don't have it in us because they put the book in the back window of the car, they take it into the building on Sunday, they bring it home and lay it on the table, they take it back out Wednesday, and they don't really read the book. It's important. And we talked earlier, you know, John was told to eat the book. Daniel was told to seal the book. Well, it's time that, and Christ didn't mean eat the book literally. He meant fill yourself with it. It'll nourish you. It'll grow you. It'll give you understanding. And we're to the point now where there's not a lot of time left. At the turn of every century, you can see where they attempt right around between 24th or between, you know, the 14th year and the 20th year, they pit race against race and ethnicity against ethnicity. They've got wars going on, and it's always, you know, 1914, 1812, 2014. It's always wars, and it's always the same result: race riots, racial riots, black against white, white against, you know, you name it. Because they literally want. You're talking about balkanization. They want balkanized America to be the new Balkans. As far as wars, if you remember the Balkan Wars, that's what they're pushing for. They've got to have chaos to bring order out of chaos. And if we allow them to have chaos, then shame on all of us. We need to educate one another, to pray for one another. And if people are listening, and this sounds foreign to me, don't believe me, ask God to show you. He'll do it. The time is growing short, man. It's urgent. We need to really get real.
Yep. Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I'll let you go. I'll start preaching.
I appreciate it, John. Thanks for your sentiments, as always. Absolutely. It's, you know, maybe to kind of connect some dots. You know, a few things I have. Speaking of the technology, Human Rights Watch published an article back in 2012. A Dangerous Future of Killer Robots. Tom Malinowski, Washington director, you know, that was published in the Washington Post as well. The Dangerous Future of Killer Robots. I mentioned the NPR story recently of, you know, that discussion now that's being normalized and mainstreamed. This was a 2012 article. The use of drones to kill suspected terrorists. And of course, it's always the way to legitimize stuff. Well, we got to use this, you know, we're going to use technology. There's always some kind of surreptitious justification for these things. Use of drones to kill suspected, listen to the language though, suspected terrorists. Not convicted, suspected. Terrorist is controversial, but so long as a human being decides whether to fire the missile, it's not a radical shift. Et cetera, et cetera. Since the first archer fired the first arrow, warriors have been inventing ways to strike their enemies while removing themselves from harm's way. Now we're doing it from Creech Air Force Base halfway around the world. But the point I'm getting at is this little excerpt. Soon, however, military robots will be able to pick out human targets on the battlefield and decide on their own whether to go for the kill. An Air Force report predicted 2 years ago, that was in 2012. So 2010 Air Force report, which is linked, by the way, I encourage people to read that. 2 years ago, or in 2010, by 2030, machine capabilities will have increased, will have increased to the point that humans will have become the weakest component in a wide array of systems. Think about that. By 2030, the Air Force report didn't predict, it stated. And in 2011, Defense Department roadmap, which also is linked for ground-based weapons, states there is an ongoing push to increase autonomy with a current goal of supervised autonomy, but with an ultimate goal of full autonomy, which is coming soon too. Full autonomy means no people involved. I wanted to play the clip of Michio Kaku talking about wearing technology, wearable. He says, here's a computer chip, you know, imagine wearing this chip. Computer chip that can be implanted, whatever. Imagine wearing it. How do you wear something that's stuck in you? Seems to me it's wearing you if it's stuck in you. This is all weird stuff. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Jim in Illinois. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, what up, Chris?
Hey, Jim.
Anyway, I would like to read Genesis 1:27, chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And something I wrote here, I apprehend that my malady is rooted in divide and conquer. I have always perceived this in the group sense, which bears some reality. However, the true nature of this tactic is to divide and conquer the man. Principle, spirit standing. This is achieved by consent of man into conceptual personifications, subrogating man's principle, spirit standing. This is a diminished capacity and a diminished property, right standing. And I'd say, see Luke chapter 15:11. And I'd close with 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. With that, be well. Blessings of liberty.
Well said. That's a lot of information in the very tightly delivered package. So that's brilliantly stated. Dividing and conquering the man. It's well put. And hopefully with this subject matter, folks can see what I've been talking about for quite some time as far as Romans 11:25 is concerned. Now you see with that headline, for example, Newsweek's headline today, robots may pay taxes under European proposals, robots having rights, basically obsoleting mankind, in essence. Could you see the possibility of the last man being born? Romans 11:25, Paul saying, I would not have you ignorant of this mystery, brethren, that a partial hardening of the heart of Israel has happened until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, which sounds like an arc moment to me. Okay, all on board, shut the door, and then all hell breaks loose, literally. Disturbing stuff. We'll be right back to the phones right after this short break. Stick around.
Hi. my name is Chris.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, New Mana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, and we're on the phones. I'm going to make one other point. We'll come back to that. We're on the phones. Let's go back to the phones and grab Fred in Iowa real quick. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris. John covered so many salient points, one being order out of chaos. My thinking is that I do not fear artificial intelligence. I think the way it's guided and designed is for evil.
Yeah.
But as Christians, we are forgetting our faith in God and Christ. This is not going to be allowed to be to happen. Okay. I'm kind of wound up here. I do not think that there is going to be artificial intelligence and zombies controlling the earth. All this is happening is to fear the people. And John covered so many topics and subjects, but fear in people. Well, if we have fear, we don't trust God. We do not have a strong enough faith. Now, if Christians and believers will remember, God is in control of everything. But the devil is in control of earth to the extent that God allows that.
Yep.
And he allows these things to happen to good and bad people for a lesson and to test you and for you to learn. And listen to the Holy Spirit and grow and trust. The higher you put Christ, the lower you go yourself. And when you keep building up Christ and you become diminished as a servant, then you become stronger. I want to read one verse out of Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. And I'm going to start it out. But the blank and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, usually in a verse, the most important word is put first. So I'll start and reread this again.
We're running out of time, Fred.
Revelation 21:8. But the fearful. Now, if we are filled with fear and animated by fear and controlled by fear, it's normal to fight or flee, that kind of fear. But if we are so controlled by fear, we are of little faith and trust in the Lord. Trust in Christ and obedience to Christ, and to try your best to do his will is your will. I think this will probably be, and this is conjecture on my part, economic collapse and everything, and then the man of sin will be there, and people, including most Christians, will worship a man on earth and not worship the Christ, our Creator.
I think that's brilliantly stated and a great way to conclude today's broadcast. Thanks for...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure?
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.